ends. The shir should be a special schus for Armoni Marasi Sheyichil and Ishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel Schus Rav Chaim Aaron Ben Gila Lebracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav Perek Vav Sukim Vav and Zayin Parshas Va'era V'lachein Amor Levnei Yisrael Ani Hashem. And therefore tell the Jewish people that I am Hashem. I'm going to take you out of the suffering of Egypt. And I'm going to save you from their avoda. And I'm going to redeem you with an outstretched arm, shvatim gedolim, and with great judgment. Adkan divrei ha-psukim. And now we're going to ask a series of kashas based on Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Agona Gadol, Rav David Yitzchak Manzatzal. Many of these kashas have already been mentioned, as he noted already, by other Mefarshim, very often the Alshich. So first of all, we have to understand what it means in the Pasuk when it says, V'hotzesi eschem mitacha siblos mitzrayim. And then it says, V'itzalti eschem me'avodasam. Apparently it's the same thing. I'll take you out of this under the suffering of Egypt, and I will save you from the avoda. So it's saying the same thing twice. So what's the kefal hadvarim? For amad b'zeh alshich kan, for yein b'mashakasfu b'zeh ramban, for achayim akadosh. We also have to understand that it says, v'hotzesi, etc., v'itzalti. It says, it's tam. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to save you. And then Vayter it says, V'ga'alti eschem, but how? B'zronatuyo v'shvatim gedolim. So the V'hotzesi is also B'zronatuyo v'shvatim gedolim. V'yitzalti is also B'zronatuyo v'shvatim gedolim. So why does the Pasuk only say that V'ga'alti eschem, B'zronatuyo v'shvatim gedolim? That only the Ge'ula is B'zronatuyo v'shvatim gedolim. Isn't the Hotzah and the Hatzala also B'zronatuyo v'shvatim gedolim? So why does the Pasuk only mention it in the context of the Zroa Netuya, Bekvar Amad Bezeh Ha'alshich Kan. Alshich also asked, and that it says V'ga'alti, that L'chora, what do you need the Geula for? Once there is a Hotzah and there is a Hatzala, what do you need a Geula for? That the Pasuk should go ahead and say once again, V'ga'alti. V'yeinot B'zohar Chelik Beis, which is quoted in the Torah Shleima, Oslamet Zayin, who writes on the Seder HaPasuk, Rabbi Huda Amar, Haikra Ipchahu, Tichsiv Ve'otzesi Eschem, Mitacha Sivlos Mitzrayim Bidikamaisa, Lebatzer Ve'hisalti Eschem Me'avodasam, Ulevaser Ve'gaalti Eschem, Havale Lamer Me'kar Ve'gaalti Eschem, Ulevaser Ve'otzesi Eschem. The Zohar Kadosh says that the Pasuk's in the opposite order. It starts with the Ge'ula, and then it goes on to the other things. The Hotzah is after the Hatzalah, and the Hatzalah is after the Geula. So it's interesting that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Pasuk is Hafuch. It's in the opposite order. Ayin Sham in the Torah Shleima, quoting the Zohar HaKadosh, Chelik Beis, Chaf Dalet, Amud Chaf Dalet. In Pasuk Zayin it says, V'lakachti eschem li la'av, v'yisi lachem li lokim, v'idatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem, ha'motzi eschem mitacha sivlos mitzrayim. I'm going to take you from me as a nation, and I'm going to be your God, and you're going to know that I am Hashem your God, who took you out of the suffering, the burden of Egypt. So l'chor, we have to understand that it says here, V'lakachti eschem li la'am, I'm going to take you from me as a nation, and v'yisi lachem le'elokim. L'chor, it's the same thing. It's saying the same thing twice. It's redundant. So what's the kefal advarim? We also have to understand what it says, v'idatem, etc. Ki ani Hashem elokeichem amotzi eschem tachas sivlos mitzrayim. Why was it made dependent, contingent, only on the hotzah mi'sivlos mitzrayim, and not on the other things that were mentioned in Pasuk Hei? V'itzalti, v'ga'alti, right, it says, I'm going to take you from me as my nation, I'm going to be your God, you're going to know that I am Hashem, who took you out of Hamotzi Eschem Mitacha Sivlos Mitzrayim. Hashem didn't only take us out of Sivlos Mitzrayim, he also was Matzil, he was also Goel, like we see earlier in the Pasuk. So why is the Pasuk here saying, no, I am going to be your God, who took you out of Egypt, who is Motzi Eschem Mitacha Sivlos Mitzrayim. What about the other things? What about the Hatzalah and the Geula? V'kvar Amad B'zeh Alshich. Now in Pasuk Ches it says Veveisi Eschem El Haaretz Asher Nasasi Es Yadi Lasei Sosa LaAvram LiYitzchak LiYaakov VeNasati Osa Lachem Morasha Ani Hashem. And I will take you to the land that I lifted my hand to give it to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I gave it to them as an inheritance. I am Hashem. And the Archaim here asks a huge kasha. It says in the Pasuk, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael that I promised to the forefathers. So frek the Archaim HaKadosh, kasha ki divrei kel elyon divro toru, God speaks pure. Ki yotze mitzrayim hena nechnasim la'aretz. It's very evident from the Pasuk that it's those who leave Egypt that are coming into Eretz Yisrael. As it says, Ve'vesi eschem el ha'aretz. I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. And we don't see that it was like that. We know that they all died in the desert. And not only that, but Chazal tell us, in Shmos Rabbah, that the word Lachain is a Shavua. So Hashem took a Shavua that He is going to bring them, right? Earlier on we had the word Lachain. And Lachain is a Lashon of Shavua. So it means that Hashem took a Shavua that He is going to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, where's this Shavua? If He took a Shavua that He's going to bring us into Eretz Yisrael, so, and He didn't, so how do you explain that? So it says at the beginning, right, that we started the shiur, we quoted Lachain, Amor L'Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem says Lachain here, there's a Shavua, and yet in the end they didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. V'hi t'miya rapsa l'chora, and this l'chora is a huge, huge kasha. So where are we going to go with that? And the Al-Sheikh also asked that it says in the Pasuk, I'm going to give it to you as an inheritance, v'nasati osalachem morash, ani Hashem. How's this adding to what it says earlier, v'veisi eschem el aretz, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. So what's being added by v'nasati osalachem morash? So I think that we have a sufficient number of kashas, and that now we're going to see the Mahalach again is presented by Mori Barabi Hagona Gadol, Rav David Yitzchak Manzitzal. So normally we have a concept of a means and an end. Yeshna tachlit v'yeshna emtsa'i. There is an end and there's a means. So v'enei basar and fleishika oigin and human eyes, the tachlis comes, the end comes because of the means. But the truth is, of course, fakert. U'beglav hatachlis hu sheba emtsa'i. It's because of the end that the means comes, right? In other words, it's not that the end can only come because of the means. The means comes because of the end. Hashem wants there to be an end. So Mimele, He makes the means. But really, the tachlis is the goal, and therefore the emtsai is only there for the tachlis. The means is only there for the end. And therefore, in Torah's emes, in the true Torah of Hashem, we have to be makdim. We have to first write the tachlis, and then we have to write the emtsai. And then we're going to write the means. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, the tachlis was that they should be freed from Shibud Mitzrayim, that they were under this subjugation. And the means to that was being saved from the avod of a klepei zeh, hu dechziv kedavar rishon. That's why it's written first. The tachlis is, as we see in the pasuk, v'hotzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. That's the tachlis, that's the end. The bitul hashibud of Mitzrayim, that were mevatil Shibud Mitzrayim. And the means for that is al yedei v'hitzalti eschem me'avodasam, that by God saving us from their avodah me'mela hotza, therefore we're not going to be serving Egypt anymore. So the tachlis is v'hotzeisi eschem, I'm going to take you out, and the means for that is I'm going to save you from the avodah. Once I save you from the avodah me'mela, you're going to go out and you're not going to be serving the Egyptians anymore. And on that it says further, v'ga'alti eschem v'zroa netuya v'shvatim gedolim, and I'm going to redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. That zroa netuya is mashinera be'inayim et koach Hashem b'makot. What's this zroa netuya? Zroa netuya is that we see with our eyes the power of Hashem and the makos that were b'shvatim gedolim, with great judgments. The tachlis of the makos was, as we see in Parshas Bo, chapter 10, verse 2, Uleman tisaper ba'aznei bincha uven ben bincha uven bincha es asher hesalalti b'mitzrayim ve'esosai ososai asher samti bam vidatem ki ani Hashem. In order that you should tell your children and your children's children the in their ears what I did to Mitzrayim and the wonders that I placed on them, and you should know that I am Hashem. Shebezeh ha-yediyah, yediyah sezro anetuya. This yediyah that we're telling our children is knowing Hashem's ro anetuya. And therefore, since that's the tachlis, therefore it was said first. And then afterwards, it talks about the mishpatim gedolim that were done to the Mitzrim. So the zro anetuya is the tachlis, therefore it says first. Again, the Zeru Anetuya is seeing the power of Hashem, and the means to see the power of Hashem was the Shvatim Gedolim, the great judgments. So it emerges, therefore, that there are two Tachlios here. There are two ends. And on each Tachlis, there is an Emtsai. There is a means that brings to that end. So now we understand Seder HaKasuv, that first it starts with the tachlis, ve'otzesi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim, and then it goes to the emtsai, to the means, to the end. How am I going to take you out from the burden of Egypt? By vitzalti eschem me'avodasam, by saving you from their avoda. And memeli, you're not going to be under the burden of Egypt anymore, but saving you for the avoda is for the ultimate end of going out from Egypt. Of being taken out from Egypt, being saved from their avodas, for the end of being taken out. So first we have the tachlis, the vehotzesi, and then we have the vehitzalti, and then vayter in the pasuk vegahalti eschem bezro anetuya. The tachlis is seeing Hashem's great hand that we can tell our kids about, and the means to that is like it says in Parshas Bo, right, that we tell our children, and the means to that is bishvatim gedolim. The means to that is the great judgments. Since through the doing of great judgments to Mitzrayim, we're going to see his ro anetuya, his outstretched arm, meaning Hashem's greatness, and that's the tachlis. So first it says the tachlis, and then it says the emtsai. Ulefi ze nira'a shebe'avodat b'nei Yisrael Hashem. It would appear, according to this, that we can say as follows: the Jewish people serving Hashem, it's taluin behotzaasam al yidei Hashem eretz Mitzrayim, like we see in numerous psukim, that were taken out of Egypt in order to serve Hashem. That's the point. So there are two inyanim here. Number one, the hotzam in Mitzrayim, being taken out of Egypt, is a siba, is a reason for the kinyan of Avdus Hashem that comes through the hotzah of Hashem, us, from Hashem taking us out from the Beis Avadim, like it says in Parashas Bahar, Vayikra chapter 25, verse 55, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadai heim, asher hotzesi osam eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi explains, Dishtari kodem, you are, B'nai Yisrael are to me, they're my servants. I took them out of Egypt, my shtar comes first. I came first, they were mine before they were Egypt, so I'm taking you out of Egypt in order that you should serve me. In Mevor Mizeh also we see that the Hotzah Mitzrayim, he hashtar ve'akinyan la'avdus, right? It says, Shtari kodem, my shtar came first, meaning that the Hotzah Mitzrayim is the shtar and the kinyan for Avdus Hashem. Ayin b'zeh b'Rashi u'b'Ramban l'halon b'Parshas Yisro b'Perek Ches Perek Chaf Pasuk Beis. Rashi there says that k'day hu ha'hotzah shetiyu mishu'abadim, and the Ramban says mi'beis avadim, sheyu omdim b'mitzrayim b'beis avadim shvuyim l'paro, ואמר להם שהם חייבים שיהיה השם הגדול והנכבד ונער הזה לאלוקים שיעבדו כי הוא פודוס, השם רדימד אס. And therefore, he quotes the pasuk, עבדי הם אשר יוצאי סי עושה מארץ מצרים. You are my servants that I took you out of Egypt. So you can't serve anybody else because shtari kodem, that my shtar came first. In other words, I took you out of Egypt, so you can't serve anybody else because I already have this shtar that I took you out of Egypt. We already belong to Hashem, of course, before we left Egypt, but this particularly gave us to Hashem. That's the shtar, that's the kinyan la'avdus, that now we belong to Hashem, now he took us out of Egypt, and nobody else can claim that they own us. We're only avdei Hashem, we're not avdei anybody else. So that's one inyan, that the otzah mimitzrayim is a sib and a kinyan for our avdus of Hashem. And in addition, avdus l'Hashem hi siba shelo li'os eved gam la'adon acher. So on one hand we're God's servants, and also we can't be subservient to anybody else, because that negates, that mitigates, minimizes our servitude to Hashem. And therefore, an eved can be chozer afilu, a worker can be chozer afilu b'chatzi ayom. We belong to God, we don't belong to anybody else. Bava kama kufta zayin amit beis, bava mitziya dafir amit aleph, od. So there's a chisaron when we're serving anybody else but Hashem. Chenein b'kiddushin, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, delas u'mezuzah shayu, edai b'mitzrayim b'shar shepasachti ala mashkof al shtei ha'mezuzah v'amarti ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim v'lo avadim la'avadim v'otzeisim me'avdus l'cheiris v'alach zeh v'kana adam la'atzmo. So you see also that the psicha that Hashem jumped over the doorposts v'otzeisim me'beis avadim, that I took you out of this beis avadim, it says in the Gemara, me'avdus l'cheiris, that is a siba la'avdus, because you can't be an eved to anybody else because we belong to Hashem. Medrash Shochar Tov Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel Halalu Avdei Parat Tzavach Ve'Amar L'Shavar Yisem Avadei Achshav Atem Arei B'nei Chorin V'Arei Atem Avadav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzrichem Atem L'Halilo. So it says Halu Avdei Halalu Avdei Paro, that in the past we were Avdei Paro, and now we're B'nei Chorin, we're the Avadim of Hashem, and therefore we have to praise Him. So you see the same idea, that now we aren't subservient to anybody else and only to Hashem. And we have in the Yerushalmi in Psachim, chapter 5, Halacha 5, Perakei Halacha, Nitan Koch B'Kol Shel Moshe, Ve'Kol Mahalich B'Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Moshe's voice became very empowered. You could hear him in all of Egypt. And what was he saying? Kum Mitzum Mitoch Ami, L'Shavar Yisem Avdei Paro, Mikan Ve'Elech Avdei Hashem. He used to be Avdei Paro, but now you're Avdei Hashem. Megillah, Daf Yedal, Amar Aleph, Halalu Avdei Hashem, Below Avdei Paro. So we're Avdei Hashem, and we're not Avdei Paro. So again, you see these two inyanim, that one hand we're Avdei Hashem, and the other hand we're not Avdei Paro. We also have in Chagiga 4a, as Pnei Adon Hashem, Isha Ein Lo Ela Adon Echad, Yatzeze Sheish Lo Adon Acher. Same idea. So now it appears as follows. That it says in Pasuk Zayin, V'lakachti, it's coming to explain the two tachlios, the idea of the two tachlios that were mentioned in Pasuk Vav. That klapei the tachlis of v'hotzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim ne'emar kan shehi kedei. What's the purpose of being taken out of the burden of Egypt? And the answer is, in order sheyebezev lakachti etchem li la'am, that I will take you for me as a nation. V'hainu shekana otam Hashem la'avadim al yidei hotzaatam mibeit avadim demitzrayim v'asiatam la'avdei Hashem. So the tklapei, the tachlis of taking them out of Egypt, it says v'lakachti eschem li la'am, you're going to be my nation. I'm taking you away from Egypt, and now you're going to be mine. V'chei ne'emar v'ze od sh'apidyon mishiabud mitzrayim hu shevi l'v'yiti lechem l'lokim שהיא אדנות שלמה, אחרת היה חסר בשלמות האדנות, כיוון שיש להם גם אדונים אחרים. So it also is telling us that being redeemed from the Shibud of Mitzrayim brings to the V'hayisi lachem l'elokim. V'hayisi lachem l'elokim, I will be for you as a God, is complete adnus. It is complete mastery of Hashem over us. Otherwise, there'd be a chisaron in the shleimus of Hashem's adnus, because we have other adonim, we have other masters. So therefore, the pasuk is telling us that v'ayisi lachem lelokim, in addition to v'lakachti etchem li la'am, I'm taking you for me as a nation. That is that we're serving Hashem. In addition to that, v'yiti lachem lelokim, I'm going to be your God and nobody else. And that's what it's saying in the pasuk when it says "Vilakachti eschem lilam." In other words, the lekicha la'avdus. I'm going to take you. You're going to be my servants, and then "Vayisi lachem lelokim." There's going to be a shleimus of avdus here because I'm going to be your God, and there are going to be no other gods. So, in other words, that's what it says when it says "Vehotzeisi eschem mitachas siblos Mitzrayim." When it says, I'm going to take you out of the under the burden of Egypt, I'm going to take you out from under the burden of Egypt, Vehotzeisi eschem mitachas siblos Mitzrayim. These are the two inyanim that we have in this tachlis of Vehotzeisi. One, that you're going to be my servant, and B, that you're not going to be anybody else's servant. That's what it says, Vayter v'lakachti eschem li la'am, v'yisi lachem le'lokim. You're going to be my nation, and then I'm going to be your God. You're not going to have any other masters. So that's all that we're writing the tachlis of Vehotzeisi. V'klapei ha'tachlit ha'shniya sh'nemra v'ma shekatuv v'ga'alti etchem b'zroa netuya. And it also says there in the pasuk that I'm going to redeem you with an outstretched arm. Right, that's the other tachlis. We had one tachlis of Ehotzeisi, and the other tachlis was the Galti Eschem Zeroa Netuya. So that's why it says here in Vayter in the Pasuk that the tachlis is of Shal Yidei Zev Yidatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem Amotzi Etchem Mitachat Zivlot Mitzrayim. In other words, these Shvatim Gdolim that occurred when I took you out of Zivlos Mitzrayim were in such a way of Vidatem. What's the Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem? That's the Galti Eschem Zeroa Netuya. That's the outstretched arm, that we know that it's God working for us. It's Hashem's hand. Now you're going to serve Hashem because He's the one who took you out. It's not just a halachic matter that now we're obligated to Hashem because He took us out of that, and now He owns us, kibiyachol. No, but rather it's a way done. It was done in such a way of vidatem that we know it. That's like the metzias. We know it. We saw it with our own eyes. So therefore, we have L'chein amor l'Hashem, l'chein amor l'vnei Yisrael, ani Hashem. Ve'otzeisi eschem mitach ha'sivlos Mitzrayim. So, amor l'vnei Yisrael, ani Hashem, ve'otzeisi eschem mitach ha'sivlos Mitzrayim. What's ve'otzeisi eschem? That's the tachlis. What's the means to the end? That's the ve'itzalti eschem me'avodasem, as it says Vayter in the Pasuk. And then we get to the other tachlis of ve'galti eschem b'zro netuya. And then that, what's the means to that tachlis? Bishvatim gu bishvatim gedolim, that it's going to be with great judgments. That's the means to the end. And then it says, Vayitiv lakachti eschem lilam b'isi lachem lelokim. That explains what it says in the previous psukim, previous pasuk, that ve'otzeisi, since I took you out, memela, you're going to be my nation, and I'm going to be your God. You're not going to have any other masters. I'm going to be your only master. And then Vayter, Vidatem, Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. and you are going to know that I am Hashem your God, who takes you out of Sivlos Mitzrayim, and you're going to know that I am Hashem your God, who takes you out of Sivlos Mitzrayim. That parallels what it says previously in the pasuk, in the previous pasuk, V'galti Eschem B'Zroa Netuya. You're going to see that it's me. Since you're going to see that it's me, so Memela Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you're going to know that I'm your God who took you out of Egypt. So that's going to be the shleimus of the kiyum of the Otzam and Mitzrayim, that you're going to know that it's me. And in that it says, Vaiter in Pasuk Ches, Vehevesi Vushtei Torten in Pasuk Ches, Vehevesi Eschem El Aretz Asher Nasasi Es Yadi, Shenemar Bazeh, Shemulvad HaTachlit Shenitbarad Kan, Bepsukim Vav Zayin, that besides the tachlis that we learned until now, in the previous psukim of verse 6 and verse 7, Yeshla tachnit no tachlit no sefet badavar, there's an additional tachlis, v'hi sherak al yidei ha'otza'a mimitzrayim, yeshno makom l'maaseh shel ve'heveti etchem el ha'aretz. Only through taking you out of Egypt is there room for this maisa of ve'heveti etchem el ha'aretz. שהידי זה תתקיים התכלית של ונתתי אתכם, אותה לכם מורשה, אני השם. ומהלך הפסוק הזה הוא כמו המהלך של הפסוקים שלפני כן, שנאמר בהם האמצעי והתכלית. אז גם בפסוק הזה, שנאמר האמצעי של והבאתי, והתכלית של ונתתי. It says, והבאסי, אסכם, El Haaretz, I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Emtza'i. Here the Emtza'i is before the Tachlis. Before we were saying the Tachlis is before the Emtza'i. Here the Emtza'i precedes the Tachlis. Ve'vesi eschem el Haaretz, asher nasasi es yadi. I'm going to lasei sosel Avram leisakul Yaakov. So I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. That's the means. But what's the end of bringing you to Eretz Yisrael? V'nasati osel lechem morashat, that it's going to be an inheritance for you. That's the tachlis. So just like we had in the previous psukim, we had a means and an end. Here we also have a means and an end. So it's not saying the same thing twice. We have the emtsai of ve'vesi, and then we have the tachlis of v'nasati. V'lechein ein kan kefel. ונמצא לפי זה שכל המהלך בפסוקים האלו אינו על הלמעשה אלא על התכלית של המעשים. What's the tachlis? We're not talking about the lamaisa, we're talking ultimately about the tachlis. וההבטחה והשבועה שנאמרה כאן אינה הבטחה ושבועה להם שכך יהיה בפועל למעשה, אלא היא הבטחה ושבועה להם שבמעשים אלו תתקיים התכלית של ביאתם לארץ ישראל, ויתקיים ונתתי אותה לכם מורשה, אני השם. That the haftacha neshvua that were stated here is not a haftacha, or not a haftacha neshvua, it's not a promise and an oath that that's what's going to be befall a maisa, that I'm going to take you out of Egypt and you're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. But rather, it's a haftacha and a shvua that with these maisim, the tachlis is going to be fulfilled. That they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, v'yitkayim v'natati ota lachem morasha, ani Hashem. And ultimately there's going to be a kiyum of v'natati ota lachem morasha, ani Hashem. V'tachlit zo, harei achein nitkayma b'viyat b'neihem l'Eretz Yisrael. And this tachlis was ultimately fulfilled. And therefore l'chora, far end for the kash of the Orachaim HaKadosh. The Orachaim HaKadosh says, where's the kiyum HaShavua? Hashem promised he's going to take us out of Egypt and give us Eretz Yisrael. And in the end, he took us out of Egypt and we didn't get Eretz Yisrael because we died in the desert. It was only the next generation that died in the desert. אבל עכשיו תרצנו, שהרי כמו שביארנו, השבועה היא על קיום התכלית של ונתתי אותה מורשה, ולא על המעשה של ונתתי. וזה הרי אכן כן נתקיימה על ידי ביאת בניהם, שהיא מחמת ההוצאה ממצרים. The shvua was that the tachlis is going to be fulfilled. What's the tachlis? The tachlis is, ונשאתי עושה מורשה לכם, Ani Hashem. That ultimately that tachlis is going to be fulfilled. Ve'veiti yatchem, and as we're dealing with here with an emtzayin and a tachlis, we're dealing with a means and an end. So first it says ve'veisi yatchem el ha'aretz, asher nasasi yasedi laseisu salav ramli yasak liyakov. I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'nasati osalachem morasha ni Hashem, and then it's going to be for you as an inheritance. So the psukim then aren't necessarily talking about the lemaisa. Lemaisa, maybe it's not going to happen this way. It's talking about, is the tachlis ultimately going to be fulfilled? And the answer is yes. Al yidei veheveisi eschem el aretz asher nasasi es yadi laseisus el avram liyitzak liyakov. By the bringing of them to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a kiyum of the tachlis of anasati osalachem morasha ani Hashem. There's going to be a fulfillment of the tachlis of them receiving it as an inheritance. In other words, there's a tachlis that Am Yisrael should receive Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance, and that tachlis is going to be fulfilled ultimately when I bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't have to be that Lemaisa, the same people who came out of Egypt, received Eretz Yisrael. All that has to happen is that the tachlis has to be fulfilled, that Eretz Yisrael is given to Am Yisrael as a Yerusha, as their inheritance. And that's ultimately what's going to happen. Not on the lemaisa of concretely giving it to you, the people who left Egypt, giving you Eretz Yisrael. But rather there's a kiyum of tachlis. And what's the tachlis? The tachlis is that it's going to be an inheritance for you. Now let's say my son gets an inheritance, right? Through me. So that's really happening through me. Right. In other words, even when it says "Venasati osa lachem orasha," so when the children ultimately come into Eretz Yisrael, so the tachlis has been fulfilled that it's going to be my morasha, because they're only getting it because of me. In other words, me. When I say me, I mean the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim. Because of the miracles that happened to Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, ultimately there's going to be a kiyum of the tachlis of anasati osalachem morasha, not the lemaisa that's going to be given directly to the people who left Egypt, but rather that the ultimate tachlis is that through the people who left Egypt, through these emtsayim of leaving Egypt, etc., then ultimately there's going to be a tachlis of Eretz Yisrael being a Yerusha, being a morasha. In other words, this is the inheritance that they got through us. So the tachlis is going to be fulfilled, even when my child gets something, but since he's getting it through me, through the father, so that's also a fulfillment of the father's inheritance, because the son is getting it through the father. That's the ultimate tachlis. The ultimate tachlis is that it should be for an inheritance, and it's the coming through the means of the father. So we have that the father left Egypt and all these miracles are happening, and that's ultimately to bring to the tachlis of Morasha, that they inherit Eretz Yisrael. And that's ultimately what happened. All of these emtsayim, all these means led to the tachlis of the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, even though it didn't happen with the fathers. But the very fact that it happened with the sons because of the fathers means that the tachlis was ultimately fulfilled of an asati osalachem Morasha. So I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to give it to you as a morasha. And again, that's through, in other words, this means of bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, that's going to lead to the tachlis of it being a morasha. That is because that the tachlis is going to be fulfilled. What's the tachlis? The tachlis is that through the maisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, ultimately we inherit Eretz Yisrael. And that's what happened. So it didn't happen with the Dor HaAvos, it happened with the Dor HaBanim. But ultimately the tachlis was fulfilled, and that's what matters. So, kamuvan sheyesh laharich bazeh me'od, but I'm glad that we're able to present this mahalach, and mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh, and hopefully see other approaches. I'm hoping we're zochet. Shalom, shalom.